This is the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast with your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are Bible-believing twin sisters who have a heart for the home and a love to encourage others in their walk as wives and mothers. With that being said, here we go. Well, we grow our communities only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_. And don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. It is another beautiful October day. I can't believe it's already the middle of this month. I know, it's insane. Welcome back to another episode of Rejoiceful Homemaking. We are your hosts, Kendall and Colby. And Colby has been killing it lately. She's been waking up and running. I'll take a moment. She is 2 months postpartum, everyone. So that's pretty awesome for her to get up and run. She has a buddy who runs with her.
Yeah.
You can tell him. I guess I was just talking for you.
No, that's fine. I don't mind. Yeah, my friend McKenna and I have just wanted to pick up running, and we decided our husbands go to work out at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we figured let's wake up earlier than them and get in a fast workout before they go. And then we can come back home, get breakfast prepared, take a shower, do Bible study. And it's so nice having an accountability partner to go up there with, because I don't think I could do it without someone like being up there already. So I'm so thankful for that. And it has been such a joy to pick up running again. It really shows you how strong the body is and how much your body craves exercise when your brain waves just like are used to, like the neurotransmitters are on par for it. So, and also I'm like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good, taking my supplements, getting my workout in, hydrating.
That's right. Well, she's got her drink right here, and it's delicious. We've mentioned it before, but it's coconut water, Sustain, salt,
mineral water.
And mineral water? Anyways, it's delicious. It's hydrating. It's not a plug. It's homemade. But maybe Colby should put the recipe on.
Yeah, maybe I should do it on our Facebook group.
Yeah, because it's so good. It's and so it makes yummy. You just feel like you have so much energy.
It's like you're on a beach sipping something delicious, looking at the sea. Really is that good?
You really painted a good picture there. A great picture. Before we start, though, we do want to mention to you guys about Lovebird Cereal. We have mentioned them many times before, and that is because they are the best. The bottom line, they're the best. And if you're like us, we grew up on Fruity Pebbles, on, you know, Fruit Loops and Cocoa Puffs. They were delicious growing up, but
no shade, but shade.
Yeah, our gut.
Yeah. And just everything else, the poison, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not great for you. So guess what? Lovebirds is a company that gives you great quality cereal, just as delicious or more delicious because it's made with natural ingredients. And the what's even better is their mission. Their mission is awesome. He really is so like intentional with his work and everything. And they donate to places to help try to find a cure for cancer, which is awesome. And yeah, so we highly recommend Lovebird Cereal. If you guys want to check them out, you can use our code Colby and Kendall, all caps, KOLBIANDKYNDAL, for 20% off your first order.
And something else I want to add to that, the owner of that worked for Big Cereal before he made this cereal because he realized how awful and all the bad ingredients they were putting in it. And I believe there was even some lawsuits. And anyways, he saw his eyes were open to the bad part of the company. And that's why he went off and made Lovebird Cereal. So let's fight against Big Cereal.
Yeah, that's right. It just takes one small purchase to, you know, cure America. And that is part of our mission too, is finding balance within America again, because the American diet is trash. So
T-R-A-S-H.
Yes, that is also how you spell trash. So today we are going to be talking about the lies that the devil can tell you with your homemaking. Maybe you're struggling with how you homemake and you need a little bit of encouragement and just really take time to evaluate what season you're in. because we're all have different situations. Some of us grew up with grandmothers and mothers who were into homemaking, and they really showed us how to bake bread and cook and clean and do all the things, sew and everything like that. And maybe some of us grew up with people who weren't really intentional with their homemaking, and we all are somewhere in between, probably, but we live in this digital age where we can find tips and tricks online, and someone's always posting something. There's always something to learn, learn, learn. Our goal is to have it go back to the older ways where mothers can teach how to create a homemaking life and do it better than the internet, even though we're on the internet right now, and I think that's great. But anyways, so yeah, homemaking looks different for everyone, and if you grew up with somebody who taught you homemaking, it's harder. I mean, it's easier to watch somebody manage a home, but it's harder to run your own home.
Absolutely. And I want to say that the skill of passing down skills is gone. So, and I think that was lost somewhere between. I really want to say, which don't get everybody, don't get their feathers ruffled. I really want to say the skills started stop passing down when the feminist movement really amped up and like really sent women back to work. I want to say that's when it stopped getting passed down a lot because, well, we didn't have time to learn skills. We were in jobs, and that's no hate to work at all. It's just that's I really do believe that's factual, not factual, but that's when I feel like that stopped being passed
Yeah,
down.
more the traditional skills were
Yeah.
stopped being taught because, mothers are so busy going to work, and then they would get back from work and they couldn't make a meal because you have to throw in a TV dinner or something. And that's just that what that generation had to go through. And yeah, there's a balance with life, with everything. But I would agree. I think that's probably when it started to stop more is then.
TV dinners.
Yeah.
Ugh,
Oh,
remember
it's
we ate
disgusting.
those? The
Yes.
corn was like it was dehydrated once it got out of the microwave.
And the thing is, you heated it up in a plastic box with a plastic covering, and we ate that.
Nonstop, and that's why we got guts of steel.
Yes.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, all right.
Homemaking is a skill, and it has to be learned, and it's not a gene you're born with. So we all have to learn. It is something, if you live somewhere, if you live in an apartment, if you live in a new build, if you live in a tiny house, no matter where you live, you have to manage your home. And that is something we all have to learn and how we have to do with our lifestyle. So my homemaking is going to look different than Colby's. Colby's is going to look different than mine and look different than yours, whoever's listening. And that's the beauty of it. As long as we're trying to put all of our best efforts forward, that's all that matters for us to be doing. And sometimes putting our best efforts forward in a hard season or situation is really difficult because we all have, there could be a time when your children are not being very obedient and it's hard to discipline. You could be in a tough marriage spot. You could be in a time of, just a mental where a mental toll is really taking a pull at your spirit. So those things all matter, and it is important to evaluate that and to see what is going on with your life, because the way you're homemaking will be done, it matters what's going on in your mental life. Mental clutter causes physical clutter.
And one thing I think we all fall victim to is just comparison on other people's homemaking journey. I can look at someone who's been doing homemaking for 30 plus years and I'm like, wow, how does she know to manage her time so well and, get this amount of canning done? And then also you guys know more than farmers. They're on Facebook. She does so many great things. But I'm like, okay, wow, how does she have such a structured system? She has a thriving garden. She can do all these things and manage it well and do her laundry or just so many things I could list off. And of course, I'm only seeing the glimpse of it on social media. And I don't know how her house truly looks like in person, but from what it looks like, which is a dangerous thing, is that I'm comparing myself to that because I'm like, wow, she has the same amount of hours in the day. Although when you have children, the hours really aren't the same. And she has three of them. Anyways, I'm really inspired by her. She does all these things and she includes her children in her homemaking as well, which that's also something that we need to learn how to do. But comparison can be such a thief because somebody's journey might be 10 years in or 30 years in, while we are just beginning our homemaking journey, figuring out what works best for us. And if you're on the journey of just now starting, I just want to encourage you to don't compare, but take it as inspiration. Right. And we can learn from everyone in every part of life. Sorry, Chloe just got up all awkwardly. I thought you were gonna leave or something. Anyways, we can take from every person and learn something from them. But we also need to remember a 15-second reel is just 15 seconds of the 24 hours that that person is living. So, I mean, it's great to learn from people, but it's also great to sometimes just get off your phone and apply it to your life and work in your home.
Yeah, each home is going to be so different. So, for instance, just take it one small step at a time. If you're struggling with figuring out a laundry system, well, maybe you need to take a step back and see what clothes do I need actually need? Am I doing laundry every day, or am I letting it pile up? Then I get overstimulated from it, and I just want to put it off and not do it. Creating an order to your home is so important. For us, it's a non-negotiable here, and for your house, Kendall, I know is dishes. Dishes don't get washed by the dishwasher. We are the dishwasher, so we do dishes. 5 times a day, 6 times a day, so probably sometimes more. It's a non-negotiable to do dishes. And one of the things that I've learned is, although I have dishes in my sink right now, but we hopped on here, is just get it done. As soon as the dish goes in, just wash it right away. And it helps out so much. And beforehand, I was having troubles with dishes just stacking up and me being very annoyed with it because I would just keep on putting it off till the end of the day. Then I'm overwhelmed. It takes me forever to do the dishes. And figuring out little systems like that can help your homemaking journey.
Right. And if you are struggling with things, maybe you should take time. And like, if you're like, oh, I just was not cut out to be a homemaker. I was like a tomboy growing up and I'd never even imagined myself being inside and making a home and stuff like that. Maybe you should take time to romanticize your homemaking life, as cheesy as that sounds. But, if you want to buy yourself like a cute teacup or coffee cup or
Light a
do
candle.
Yeah, or buy a candle or something to make it more enjoyable. If that's what you need to do to enjoy it, then I think that is a good thing to do. I love drinking coffee out of a cute cup. It's one of my favorite things ever. It makes my day great, even though I don't drink coffee that much anymore. But when I do, I really do enjoy that. Or turning on music while I'm cleaning or doing laundry or even, whenever I'm doing stuff with the kids. I love playing, especially Forrest Frank. He has great music and his music is so fun. So I think it's important, and also putting touches of things in your home that makes you happy is really important, because we're there so much that I think it's great to make sure you're making the home that you want, that fits you and your family, and something that really makes you happy.
Yeah, and don't get caught up on labels, because so often, myself included, I've been victimized into like homemakers are supposed to dress a certain way or supposed to make bread, or you can name it whatever is in your head. But really, homemaking is more about your heart posture, loving Jesus, loving your family, nourishing them, making sure your house is tidy and well kept. Even though some days it may be messy, having those systems in place. Homemaking is so much more than the titles we see on Instagram or Facebook. Although those titles can be beautiful, and maybe that's where you're at, you need a romantic size. I can't talk right now, but your homemaking skill, I mean your homemaking life, and maybe that is the option for you to dress up more. For myself, you're gonna find me in shorts and a t-shirt most days, and I believe I do a lot of homemaking care all day long, and I do it just as well in this than I can do it in a dress.
Right. But if it makes you feel better to like get your hair done up and your makeup done,
Oh, it makes me feel so much
and
better
if
when I
that
do
makes
that.
you feel better, then
Do that, but don't do it just because somebody on social media told you to. Do it because that's what you enjoy. And like Colby was saying, the comparison trap is so sneaky. The devil is so smart at making us compare each other to each other because he knows that can really be disheartening and be a discouragement.
Well, it takes the focus off of the Lord. When we're looking at other people, our eyes aren't on the kingdom. They're directed to the side, not to the front and up. So just making sure we're telling ourselves we are the child of the one true king. This journey is, my journey. It's maybe slower than others. It may be faster than others in some ways. We don't know what it may enhold, but or entail, but knowing that the number one goal is just to have the Lord worshiped in your home. And while doing these skills, have, worshiping the Lord, folding laundry, or cleaning the toilet even. You can worship the Lord no matter what.
I was saying in my speech the other day, whenever we had our woman wellness women's conference, that sometimes whenever we are struggling mentally, it is good for us to say things out loud, like, my children are such a blessing, or I'm so thankful I get to do this, because when we tell our things, when we say truths, our brain is going to follow. And if we just say negative things, our brain is going to follow the negative. So whatever we are saying or thinking, our brains will literally put that in your mind and say, oh, that's true. So be careful of those negative thoughts creeping in. And I encourage you to say something positive out loud, even if you're gritting your teeth and be like, oh, this is such a blessing. But it is. It is such a blessing to take care of your home and your children, no matter if it's a rough day. And it's okay if you have rough days, but we can't sit and dwell on it.
Yeah, and saying things out loud, you can even tell, if you're having an attack that day, whether it be from just a bad thought or anxiety or depression or whatever it may be, you can just tell the devil to get away and that you're covered in the blood of Jesus. Saying things out loud is so powerful.
Yeah, it really does take a play. And if you say things out loud, your brain, like I said earlier, your brain's going to follow. More than likely, you're going to get in a better mood when you have a more positive outlook
Yeah.
on life.
And so many people will say that's not genuine doing that, but what it's scientifically proven, what you say is what comes about. I was just watching a video over that. And even mindset changes. It's like what you say is what you're going to think about yourself as well. So, you can tell a lie so many times and it's going to become truth to some people. And that's the scary thing with society today. But when you tell yourself it's a good day to be alive, it's a beautiful time, and that's such a blessing to say that even on the hard days, because you are knowing that it's a good day no matter what. It's going to be okay, and just letting yourself know that it is true, although you may not feel it, but sometimes feelings can lead us astray.
I definitely agree. So we just want to encourage you guys to keep your head up and to keep just doing the homemaking the way the Lord wants you to do it.
Absolutely. Don't compare yourself. Just keep serving the Lord.